Bryson Hatcher and Michael Glick, and this is What's in Liam's Head, Episode 9. So today might be a little shorter than normal because we're just going to discuss two things. The first thing we're going to discuss is rookies, and the second thing we're going to discuss is what can the Lakers do to fix their problems. So going into rookies, who do y'all think the best rookies have been so far, if y'all had to pinpoint two or three?
Luka Doncic and Trae Young, they're kind of pulling away from everybody else.
Yeah, Luka and Trey. I think Luka's at first right now. But Trey's been stepping it up the past couple of weeks, past couple of games.
Yeah.
Dropping some big numbers.
I'm going to have to go with Luka and Trey, too. And then as a third, as a sleeper, I'm going to have he plays for the Knicks. I forgot his name.
Lonzo?
Mitchell Robinson.
Marvin Bagley's having a better season than him.
I don't know. Mitchell Robinson's averaging 2.3 blocks a game. He's the only rookie since David Robinson to put up a double-double at five blocks in back-to-back games. I don't know, but Trae Young and Luka are definitely pulling that gap away. I think Trae Young can get Luka. Trae Young keeps playing like he is right now, and Luka keeps playing like he is right now. I think Trae Young can close that gap between them and maybe pull away with Rookie of the Year. Because, I mean, the gap's not as big as the media would have you believe. Like, Luka just does more flashy stuff, and his interest in the NBA is more flashy than Trae's. So, I mean, like, the gap isn't as big as it would believe. Like, you have people saying that, like, Luka should be the unanimous Rookie of the Year. Like, I don't think it's that close. I think right now, if Rookie of the Year is announced, it would be Luka. But that doesn't mean he is the Rookie of the Year. That just means the NBA wants that story, you know. But I don't know. I think if Trae Young keeps playing like he is right now for the rest of the season, and Luka keeps playing like the level he is, then Trae Young's going to pull away. But I think it's interesting. Trae Young said the other day, he said that they can have a Magic Johnson and Larry Bird type rivalry in the NBA. That's pretty fitting because Larry Bird, small forward, Luka, small forward, Trae, point guard, Magic, point guard.
Trae and Magic Johnson are completely different players.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even close.
Well, I mean, they're both really dominant passers.
Yeah.
Magic can't shoot at all, though.
Shoot on 2K.
Trae Young shoots. That's what he does.
Yeah. I don't know. Trae Young's one of the best passers in the league. He's averaging 7.9 assists, 7.8 assists, or around there, fourth in the NBA. So I don't know. I think Trae Young has more potential than Luka, given the fact that we're seeing the level that Trae Young's playing at after he adapted his game to a professional level. Luka came in with his game already adapted to a professional level. So I'm not saying Luka's at maybe his like climax right now, but I'm saying that I think Trae Young's peak is going to be better than Luka's peak, just given the fact that what Trae Young has done now that he finally adapted compared to what Luka's been doing and Luka's been adapted. Okay, and then next we're going to talk about what can the Lakers do to fix their problems. Quick overview, Lakers currently 10th seed in the West, maybe 11th, I haven't checked today.
30 and
34. Yep, 30 and 34, have the best player in the world, supposedly, on their team, have young stars, good potential, Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and my favorite player, Lonzo.
What is Lonzo Ball's status? Like,
he's supposed to be back 2 weeks ago. I don't know. They keep telling him they're going to, like, give him MRIs to clear him and stuff, but I don't know.
What is it?
Out. Like, it's been day-to-day for the last 2 weeks.
Out for what?
It was supposed to just be a month and a half. His ankle. But, I don't know. What do y'all think the Lakers can do to fix their problems?
Play defense. Defense is terrible. Yeah. I think they have the worst defense.
I think LeBron's going to turn it on this end of the year and kind of bring him out.
Hope so. That's my team. When Lonzo was on the team, they were the sixth best defense in the league. Since Lonzo's been injured, they moved down to 29th best defense in the league. I think people look at Lonzo's numbers and they're like, oh, he's trash. But they don't realize the impact he has on the team. He's kind of like a Draymond Green type player, not their play styles, but just the impact they bring to the team. Like, their stats aren't going to show up every night, but like you can feel their impact there and their presence.
I feel like LeBron's like settled.
Yeah.
Like he's a great offensive player, but defensive-wise, he's not playing.
I think this media will get to him. He's going to kind of bring the old LeBron back out.
Hope so.
It doesn't matter what seed. If LeBron's in the playoffs, he's always a contender.
Yeah. I don't know, but right now LeBron, he's like Hatch said, he's getting comfortable. Like, he's not going out and thinking, I got to win. And like being a Lakers fan, I watched almost every Lakers game the last four seasons. But I don't know, last year's team to me was more fun to watch fan wise than this year's team, because this year's team is expected to win, but they're not winning is a thing. The best player in the world, you have young stars who are, you have young players who are blossoming into stars, like they're expected to win. Last year's team, they weren't expected to win, but they were still like going out there and winning and trying their hardest. Now this year, it just seems like since Lonzo's out, like all their energy just goes down, and like they just don't like it anymore. They're all focused on other stuff. Kuzma's focusing on freaking getting clout on Twitter.
I think
and Instagram.
Luke Walton has to go.
So yeah, Luke Walton has to go.
Not doing that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the coach. I mean, yeah, we definitely need a coaching change, but we need something. I'd be very mad if the Lakers don't make the playoffs and we have the best player in the world. Then it has to be the coach. There's not anything else it can be. LeBron's carried worse teams to at least the playoffs before.
But he's not playing like himself right now. He doesn't care to.
Yeah. I mean, he's still averaging 28-7-7 since he said I'm activating playoff LeBron early.
Yeah.
But
that's like regular LeBron though. Playoff LeBron dropping 40 every game.
Yeah.
Has he even dropped 40 this season yet?
Yeah, twice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had 52 on one game. And then he had 40 something in the other game. All right, guys, that's all we got this week for What's in Liam's Head. We'll catch y'all back next week. Maybe later this week, to be determined.